It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. It's the finals of the girls' Kozulski tournament here at Bainbridge-Guilford. Set to be a good one as it's a clash of two teams in the MAC, the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats hosting the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. If you need a rental, you're going out of town for New Year's maybe, stop over, see Cork and the crew. They have a full, nice line of rentals that are there for your needs. Let's get into the Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, let's talk about how these two teams got here. Unitigo first. They had to play Hancock in the first round of the Kozulski tournament here and escaped with a 40-38 victory over longtime MAC rival Hancock. So that was a great game yesterday. Came right down to the buzzer. Unitigo had the ball with about 10 seconds left, had it down the floor, but then a nice steal by Hancock. The Lady Wildcats had a chance at the buzzer to get a shot off, but it just wouldn't go down, and Unitigo advanced to the championship finals here with a 40-38 victory. On the other side, for the BG Lady Bobcats, things were a little easier for them yesterday. They had to take on the Tioga Lady Tigers and walked away with a 59-37 victory over Tioga, and it was just a great effort all around. Megan Palmatier and Rebecca Reyes led the way for Bainbridge-Guilford with 16 points each, and Abby Selfridge, just a freshman, chipped in with 14, and Jillian Canestra chipped in with 6. So that was an excellent effort yesterday for Bainbridge-Guilford, and you can just see that they're not afraid to share the ball. It doesn't matter who it goes through. There's not one player for this BG team that has to get their points. Wherever it comes from, that's all that matters for head coach Bob Conway. I mean, I was really impressed with Palmatier yesterday. 16 points, 10 boards, had a great inside-out game, and I know they worked hard all summer long with Megan Palmatier because she wanted to get a better left hand. She wanted to be able to get in the paint and be able to go both ways and really make it hard on the defender, and you could see that yesterday. She'd get the ball at the high post, and you didn't know if she was going left, you didn't know if she was going right, and that really was confusing for Tioga, and we've seen it be confusing for a number of teams that BG has had to play so far this year. So Megan Palmatier, only a sophomore, Abby Selfridge, a freshman, Rebecca Reyes, just a junior. This is a team that doesn't have a senior on their roster and is looking to get back to the MAC championship where they were a year ago when they defeated Delhi. So it's the future is bright here at Bainbridge-Guilford, that's for sure. On the other side for Unitigo, you know, you lost a player from last year in Cassidy Newman, who was an excellent player, but you return a lot of other good pieces. And you look at yesterday, you got a first look at Sam Picard. We know she's an excellent shooter from downtown, had 13 points. Hazel Hanel had 10 points and 12 rebounds and 4 assists. And she's such a quick point guard, gets it up the floor, and she really helped jumpstart Unitigo at the start of the third quarter. They were down 20-18 at halftime, and she came out, she got some steals, and got some breakaway layups, and that was very, very nice for Unitigo. Kind of got the spark going that they needed in that second half. And then you look at someone like Bailey Faulkner, who is just a sophomore. She put in 7 points, and I believe it was all in the second half, if not, at least 5 of the 7 were. And, you know, she's a very tall player at 5'10". She can take it to the outside, has good handles, good dribbling skills, but can also go inside. And that's where being 5'10" at this Section 4 Class C level is certainly good, because she can get inside, mix it up, and really make things happen. So I think she has to be a key here tonight, has to watch getting in foul trouble. Bailey Faulkner and Megan Faulkner had some quick fouls in the beginning of the game yesterday. They have to stay out of foul trouble because they're two players that can certainly help along the way. And if you're Unitigo, I think you also have to utilize 6'1" Mariah Sullivan, wearing number 34. She's just a junior, and you know, she's someone who can get rebounds and really clean things up, because on the other side, BG's tallest player is 5'8", and that's Jenna Nordberg or Molly O'Hara, two players who normally come off the bench. Bob Conway has been pretty good about rotating in that fifth player into the starting lineup, but BG, I think, tends to rely more on just having a solid starting five, and you don't know where it's going to come from. You look at the guard play yesterday for BG. They hit 7 three-pointers, including 5 from Becca Reyes. So right there. You don't know from the outside who's going to get hot. Could it be Selfridge? Could it be Palmateer who can take you outside? Or is it going to be somebody like Rebecca Reyes? But they don't have the height inside that Unitigo has, so a lot of interesting things to look for. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for tip-off here between BG and Unitigo, a girls' matchup for the championship of the Kozalski Tournament. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Hoops Tonight on CDO.
Winter's here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in this stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Law live from Bainbridge Guilford High School tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we get you set for the girls' championship contest of the Kozalski Tournament here at Bainbridge Guilford. Going to be a fun one tonight between the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Spartans. First, let's get our starting lineups here. First, for Unitigo, they will start with a senior, number 21, Megan Faulkner, a senior, number 22, Samantha Picard, a senior, number 23, Emily Slauson, a junior, number 25, Hazel Hanel, and a senior, number 30, Callie Walker. Head coach is Vicky Beams here for Unitigo. And now, folks, as you can hear, the home team getting a large ovation here tonight as they get their starting lineups for head coach Bob Conway and the BG Lady Bobcats. They will start with, again, a freshman wearing number 11, Abby Selfridge. This will be a sophomore, number 13, Jillian Canestra. A junior, number 22, Rebecca Reyes. A sophomore, number 25, Megan Palmateer. And it looks like Molly O'Hara, the sophomore wearing number 12 will be the other starter here tonight. As we said, head coach Bob Conway not afraid to mix things up with that fifth starter. So 8 minutes up on the board. So we'll get things set for tip-off between Unitigo and BEG. Unitigo will be in the dark hunter green uniforms here tonight with the black and the white trim. It says Unitigo in black and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Bainbridge Guilford's in the home white uniform with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. The Bobcats will go right to left. Unitigo left to right to start things off. And we'll jump it up here between Selfridge of BG and Hazel Hanel of Unitigo. And Selfridge, the freshman, wins the tip. And the opening bell will go here to the BG Bobcats. So it looks like Corey Thornton was that fifth starter instead of Molly O'Hara tonight. So Thornton, also a freshman in the starting lineup. BG right down low. They'll work at the Palmateer at the right block. Up and in for Palmateer. That's a good way to start here for the BG Lady Bobcats. And they will come in with a press as well. But they'll quickly back it off as soon as Hazel Hanel brings it up the floor for Unitigo. They skip it across looking for Sam Picard. Finds Slauson again as Unitigo goes left to right to start it off. Here's Hanel, top of the key, will dribble to the left side. Bounces to the low post, turnaround shot, up off the glass, and good for Megan Faulkner. Great turnaround move as she gets things started. And we're tied up at two here in the Kozalski Tournament Finals from Bainbridge-Guilford tonight. Two teams in the MAC that will see each other again next week in league play. But they are fighting for the tournament title here tonight. BG going left to right. This one tipped away, and Unitigo with the rebound. And Slauson will walk it up the floor to the right side, looking to get Unitigo into the offense. 6:50 to go, first quarter. We're tied up at two on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com. Thank you for joining us tonight. Here's Picard. Skips it into the corner for Walker on the right baseline. Down low, looking for Faulkner. Knocked out of bounds with 6:39 to go in this first quarter. We're tied at two. So Unitigo will inbound the ball underneath the basket with Faulkner. Faulkner at the right block will quickly get it in here for Walker. Now for Hazel Hanel, drives the lane up and off the back rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. She had 12 rebounds last night. And for a guard only standing about 5'4", that is certainly impressive. And now a turnover as we're going to have our first foul of the night. They'll call Emily Slauson on a push-off there for Unitigo. 6:26 to go, first quarter. We're tied up at two. And after their first foul here, BG will get the ball in the backcourt, and Reyes will walk it up. She hit 5 3-pointers last night for Bainbridge-Guilford and really started off hot, as the first 15 points of the ball game last night for BG were off 3-pointers. Now we'll have another foul as Unitigo has come out in the man-to-man, and the Bobcats have worked it down low to Selfridge, and she was fouled by Hazel Hanel. So two team fouls early on Unitigo. 6:16 to go, first quarter. We're tied up at two. And BG trying to inbound the ball, but it was nicely knocked away there by Slauson. So a 2-2 game. Again, BG and Unitigo in the Kozalski Tournament Finals, live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School tonight. A good crowd on hand. And I'm sure the two student sections from Unitigo and Bainbridge-Guilford will be getting into it tonight. About 2 minutes into the contest here, we're tied at two. Here's Corey Thornton from downtown, and she'll nab that one home to make it 5-2. So BG with a long three there from the freshman, Corey Thornton, was left wide open, decided to take the shot. Now Unitigo bringing it down the right side, knocked out of bounds in front of the scorer's table, and will remain with Unitigo. They will inbound directly in front of the BG bench with 5:52 to go, first quarter. And here is Slauson looking to get it in to Picard. Back to Slauson. Now into the corner for Walker. Down back low, looking for Slauson, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Unitigo with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 5, Unitigo 2. Hazel Hanel will inbound underneath the bucket here at the right block for Unitigo. Fakes the inbound pass and now finds Slauson in the paint. Pump fakes over for Picard. Left side dribble drive up off the mark. No good. Gets her own rebound, and now we'll have a jump ball situation, and possession will stay with Unitigo. 5:38 to go, first quarter, and it's 5-2. BG on top. And Al Hanel will inbound again. Same spot at the right block. Again, looking to work it into the paint, but nowhere to go. Tipped by Reyes. Sliced out of bounds, and again will stay with Unitigo. 5-2, BG on top of the Lady Spartans, as both teams feeling each other out here in the early going. There's 11 on the shot clock, but it's stolen away by Palmateer, of BG. She'll look to run the floor, but Hazel Hanel sneaks up behind her, tips it right back, and Unitico has the ball. Here's Hanel to the bucket. She's fouled as she goes up for the layup and will go to the line. Great job by Palmateer to steal it away and start to run the floor, but good hustle by Unitigo's Hazel Hanel, who came back to steal it and then was fouled. So 5.5 to go, first quarter. It's 5-2. Hanel to the line. Had 10 points last night, looking for a first here. It's off the front rim and no good. So 5:29 to go in this first quarter. Hazel Hanel to the line, looking for her second shot. This one is up and off the rim. No good. Just bounced out. And Abby Selfridge comes down with the rebound. A long pass ahead for Corey Thornton. Wide open layup off the glass and in. And Corey Thornton now with 5 points to start things off. And it's BG 7, Unitigo 2. And right the ball at half court is Sam Picard. Lost it. Sliced out of bounds and will stay with Unitigo. Palmateer went diving, hit first. Out of bounds to try to save that one. Couldn't get there in time for BG. Unitigo looking for a bucket here on this possession to kind of calm the nerves a little bit. 7-2 is the score. Unitigo gets it in with Hanel at the top of the key. Dribbling as Reyes is closely guarding her. This man-to-man defense here for BG. Now tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by Reyes on Hanel. With 4:59 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-2. Picard will inbound at about mid-court here as Unitigo in the green with the black and white trim trails 7-2 in the early going. They find Emily Slauson in the left corner as Unitigo goes left to right. Now to the baseline for Hazel Hanel. Turnaround jumper, no good, but the Zebra Crew signaling that she traveled before she took the shot. So Unitigo just trying to settle in. They haven't had a bucket since Megan Faulkner hit that opening jumper to start things off about a minute into the contest. And now Unitigo is going to come with a little full court pressure. BG's going to try to dribble through it, and they will with Jillian Canestra. Canestra at the top of the key and to the right side. Now looking for Thornton, who has 5 points. Down low for Palmateer, to her left. Off the glass and in, and there's that left-handed layup we've seen. And Megan Palmateer puts it home. It's 9-2. Unitigo wants a timeout. Bainbridge-Guilford on top. We'll be right back. 4:36 to go, first quarter. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:36 to go, first quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on CDO. 9-2 is the score. BG on top of Unitigo in the finals of the Kozalski tournament. Here live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com. Unitigo with the ball, and now a foul. Let's see if this is on Thornton or Reyes. It's going to be on Rebecca Reyes, her first foul. So here's the team foul situation. Two fouls against BG and two against Unitigo with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Spartans looking for a bucket here to try to get some confidence back. And Picard will inbound and find Hazel Hanel at the top of the key. Unitigo in the green with the black and the white trim going left to right. Bainbridge-Guilford's in the home white uniform with the navy blue trim. Here's Hanel to the left side, down low, looking for Faulkner, knocked away, and here comes Abby Selfridge off to the races. Selfridge to half court, finds Thornton, steps back, deep three, this one off the front rim, no good, and Slauson with a rebound, and will pass it out to Sullivan. Mariah Sullivan has checked into the game, and Hanel will walk it up the floor. Crossing the Bobcat logo there as she goes left to right, now to the left wing. Tough man-to-man defense, but Slauson finds an opening. Jumper off the rim, no good, and now a foul on the rebound. This one will go against Unitigo with 3:49 to go in the first quarter. And this one will be against Mariah Sullivan, who has a puzzled look on her face. Thought she had a good box out there, but the referees disagreeing. 3:49 to go first quarter. It's 9-2. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. Lady Spartans playing good defense the last few trips down, but nothing to show on the offensive side of the board from those stops. And now Palmateer with a good move to the bucket, up and in. Megan Palmateer with 6 points. And it's 11-2, BG on top of Unitego. Palmateer just quick to the bucket on that play. Hanel will bring it up the floor. Gets across the timeline at half court. Finds Sam Picard downtown. This one is no good. Slauson with the rebound. Slauson outside the three-point line now to set the offense back up. Hanel will drive, makes the basket, and she'll go to the line. And that's just what Unitego needed. So Hazel Hanel to the line, and this could really give a spark to Unitego if she could put this in. Bailey Faulkner is now going to check into the game here for Mariah Sullivan. And this is going to be the second foul on Rebecca Reyes, and Bob Conway, head coach for BG, is going to have to pull her out. That's one of his main guards, one of his main scoring threats, but two quick fouls. He's got to protect her now. Good job by Hazel Hanel to get into the paint. And she'll finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. She has 3 points. Good job again to get into the paint, make the bucket, and draw the foul. It's BG 11, Unitego 5, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, here's Thornton. Again, just a freshman. Two freshmen on the floor right now, and you wouldn't even know it for Bainbridge-Guilford. 15 on the shot clock as BG goes right to left. Thornton, little dribble drive, stops, pops off the glass, and in. And Corey Thornton has 7 points. With 2:45 to go in this first quarter, Bainbridge-Guilford leads Unitego 13-5. Bailey Faulkner will work it up the floor. Again, a great guard and down-low combo for Unitego. She gets tied up at midcourt here. Jump ball, and possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Bobcats. Just got trapped at midcourt and had no other options and got pulled down. So 2:37 to go first quarter, 13-5. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. Canestro will set up the offense here. Unitego sticking with the man-to-man. Here's Abby Miller into the game for Bainbridge-Guilford. Down low for Palmateer. Again to the left, off the glass and in. And they have not been able to find an answer for Megan Palmateer. It's 15-5. Unitego in transition. Faulkner ahead to Faulkner. Bailey to Megan. Megan puts it home and she's got 4. Faulkner sisters connecting there. A little Faulkner connection. 15-7 now the score with 2:05 to go first quarter. Dribble drive for Selfridge of BG. Blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner. Ball is loose on the floor. BG comes away. Jumper is no good there from Canestra. And Hazel Hanel comes away with the loose basketball and will walk it up the floor. Again, another big possession here for the Lady Spartans. To the left side. Outside the three-point line, Hanel picks up her dribble. Finds Sam Picard to the bucket. This one knocked away and out of bounds. 1:42 to go, first quarter. BG 15, Unitego 7. Live here on WCDO tonight as the Lady Bobcats in front of their home fans at the Kozalski Tournament Finals will walk it up the floor, crossing midcourt. Here's Selfridge to the left side. Selfridge, a little pump fake, gets it back to Palmateer, who has a game-high 8 points already. Down low for Abby Miller at the right block. Kicks it out. Canister thought about a three, but then thought better of it. Now back up top for Thornton, all the way to the 10, off the glass, can't get the roll, and Bailey Faulkner with the rebound, and she'll look to run. Track meet time for the Lady Spartans. Stops, jumper, off the back rim, no good, and Selfridge skies for the rebound in the land of the trees. Selfridge, though, getting some tough pressure from Sam Picard, and now Picard will wisely back off before taking the foul. Ball is knifed out of bounds here, and will actually go back to Unitego. Good defense there by the Spartans, right around half court, causing some havoc, and BG throws it away. 1:02 to go first quarter. It is Bainbridge-Guilford 15, Unitego 7. The Kozalski Tournament Finals were under a minute to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Here's Bailey Faulkner for Sam Picard. Top of the key, back for Faulkner. Has the much smaller Abby Selfridge on her. Let's see what she decides to do at the top of the key. Looking to take her into the paint. And now Selfridge will rip it away. Great job to pick the pocket, and here comes Bainbridge-Guilford. Canestra walks it up the floor. Bob Conway barking out some instructions to his team. They get it down to the low post, into the paint here for Palmateer. Again to the left, up and in. Unstoppable so far tonight, Megan Palmateer with 10 points, and it's back to a 10-point lead for BG, 17-7. Now Bailey Faulkner down the floor, kicked out of bounds, then we'll go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Faulkner trying to make something happen there, and it just rolled off her leg and slipped out of play. So now Selfridge is going to go to the bench to get a little extra breather here before we end the quarter. BG leads 17-7, 15 ticks left up on the big clock here in the first quarter. Here's Palmateer outside the three-point line. Again, a pump fake going to the bucket, up and under. It's good. Megan Palmateer with 12 points. Let's see if Unitico can get one off before the buzzer. Here's Hazel Hanel down the floor. Can't get it to go as she tried to make one extra pass, and it was one too many. End of the first quarter, Bainbridge-Guilford leads Unitico 19-7 in the Kozalski Tournament Final. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here from Bainbridge-Guilford High School in the Kozalski Tournament Finals for the girls. It's 19-7, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego, and BG's Megan Palmateer with 12 points in the first frame to lead all scorers. Here's Unitego with the ball. Hazel Hanel, a jumper around the world. It goes and then pops out of the cylinder. And BG back the other way, going right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Unitico's in the dark green with the black and the white trim. Abby Miller down low for Palmateer. They're looking to feed her as she's got 12 points to start things off. And now we'll have a jump ball as Palmateer gets tied up. Possession arrow, let's see where it says. Should be back to Unitico, I believe. No, it'll be switched back to BG. There's been a number of jump balls. And this one will stay with Bainbridge-Guilford. My apologies. 7.5 to go, second quarter. BG leads 19-7. Palmateer gets it in, finds Corey Thornton, who's also having a great first half. She has 7 points. High post for Palmateer. Kick out, Molly O'Hara. Jumper, canned it, it's good. Molly O'Hara with 2 points. She checks into the game. That's a 14-point lead, 21-7 for Bainbridge-Guilford over Unitego. Fresh start here to the second quarter. Here's Hazel Hanel for Unitego. Back to the top of the key as they look to work it around. For Sam Picard down at the low block on the right side. Back up top here for Hanel. Jumper from downtown. This one no good. Unitego fighting for the rebound and they'll keep it in. Megan Faulkner, the jumper off the mark. No good from the left block. And now we'll have a shot clock violation. As Unitego did take 2 shots on that possession. One was an air ball and one hit the backboard but not the rim. So I think Unitego thought maybe they had a little bit more time, including myself, wasn't really looking at the clock, and all of a sudden it goes off, and possession back to Bainbridge-Guilford. So BG leads 21-7, 6:45 to go before our halftime break. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO, thanks for joining me. Jillian Canestra to the right side, this one kicked out of bounds by Sam Picard. Good defense, and that will have the ball out of bounds for Bainbridge-Guilford on the far side. And they'll quickly inbounds to Abby Miller. Good fake back for Canestra. For Miller on the left side, little give and go as they work around this Unitego defense down low. Off the glass for Thornton. No good, and Slauson rips home a rebound and a foul. I believe here on Bainbridge-Guilford, yes, it'll be on Selfridge as she was fishing for that rebound. Just got the extra hand check in there. 6:25 to go, second quarter. 21-7 is the score. Unitego with the ball. They're going to have to go up against the full court press once again, and Hazel Hanel will walk it up the floor, now crossing the Bobcat logo at half court as Unitego goes left to right. Hanel gets to the elbow, passes back out as, again, tough man-to-man defense here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Down low for Picard, and they'll say she traveled in the paint as she tried to go up for the right-handed layup. Boy, that one was tough. Looked pretty clean to me. But a whistle, and it gives the ball back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. BG leading Unitego 21-7 in the Kozalski Tournament Finals here from Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Canestra, downtown, right side, off the front rim, no good. Ball is loose. Slauson comes away. Slauson down the right side. Finds Picard, but Canestra was back. Tipped it with her fingertips, and it ricocheted out of action. So 5:48 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-7. And Hazelhaina will inbound underneath the bucket once again for Unitego. Has the ball up over her head and passes in for Picard on the left side, to the elbow on that left side. Now back over for Hazelhaina. For Slauson, drives baseline, and she's fouled by Thornton as she tried to go to the basket. 5:41 to go, second quarter. Still 21-7. Palmateer is going to check back in. Head coach Bob Conway gave her a little extra rest. He doesn't have a deep bench, only three players on the bench, but he does a great job of rotating everybody in. But he's still having to be very careful with Rebecca Reyes, who has two fouls, both in the first quarter. And he's protecting her on the bench at the moment. I think, you know, we'll see her on the bench probably until the 3 or maybe the 2 minute mark. So 5:40 to go, second quarter, and Unitego will inbound the ball underneath the basket once again with Hazelhaina. Haina now looking for options, trying to get it in, and she will for Slauson on the far side into the paint. Slauson now to the right side, holds it up high, looking for options down low, finds Megan Faulkner, turnaround shot up and good. Megan Faulkner with 6 points now. That's a team high for Unitego, as it's been Megan Faulkner and Hazelhaina combining 6 and 3 points apiece for Unitego's 9 points here so far in the first half. It's BG 21, Unitego 9. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Abby Miller down low for Palmateer. Turnaround move to her left, and she's fouled but doesn't make the bucket. And Palmateer, you can see, we talked last night. Head coach Bob Conway said we worked all summer long on her being able to go to her left, so much so now that after really paying more attention to that, I think she goes more to her left than she does to her right, and she's a right-handed player. 5:10 to go, second quarter, and here's Palmateer to the line. First one is off the front rim, no good. But that's the time that Bob Conway puts in with his team, and that's why they're so good year after year. It's why he's the most successful coach in Chenango County history with over 485 wins, because he puts the time in, especially in the summer. You see these kids playing in tournaments all over New York State. Second shot for Palmateer is in, and she's got 13. That's why he had a team that was mainly made up of these same girls that went all the way to the Section 4 Class C Finals down in the arena just a year ago. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 22-9. BG on top of Unitego. Spartans with the ball. Here's Hazelhaina. She's got 1 foot on the three-point line. Now dribbles into the foul line. Jumper looked pure, but it's off the mark. Selfridge with the rebound. Passes ahead, but stolen back here by Bailey Faulkner. Finds Haina. Gets into the paint again, and we'll have a block. Yes, it'll be a block on Selfridge. Boy, Selfridge really set the feet, sacrificed the body. A 50-50 call. I think could have gone either way, but it will send Abby Selfridge to the bench, yes, because she'll have two fouls, and Bob Conway wanting to protect her. So Molly O'Hara comes back in, as well as Jillian Canestra. Abby Miller will take a seat here for BG, with the Bobcats leading 22-9 with 4:43 to go, second quarter. And now Bailey Faulkner, with no options, just throws it off the leg of Molly O'Hara. Smart move if you're in that type of a situation, and she was with the five count. And now it looks like, yes, we're going to have a foul with 4:43 to go in the second quarter, and they're going to call Megan Faulkner for a foul. She was trying to jockey for position down in the paint. Just got a little too pushy there, and the Zebra Crew said no, no. So 4:43 to go, second quarter. It's 22-9, and BG off that foul. We'll get the ball back, and now Bob Conway wants to take a timeout here for the Lady Bobcats, and he's got the whiteboard out, folks. Look out. 4:41 to go, second quarter, 22-9, BG on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4.5 minutes to go, second quarter, live from Bainbridge, Guilford, BG with the ball. Corey Thornton for three, knifed out of bounds, and she'll miss that one, and possession back to Unitego. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Bainbridge Guilford leads Unitego 22-9 in the girls' Kozalski tournament finals tonight from Bainbridge Guilford High School. Unitego now with the ball, trying to chip away at this lead. Megan Faulkner with 6 points, Hazel Hanel with three to make up the 9 points for Unitego so far tonight. Just going up against this tough man-to-man defense. Here is Sam Picard off the glass. No good, a very good look, but couldn't get it to go. That's the kind of night it's been so far for Unitego. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Again, 22-9. BG on top of Unitego. Good that backdoor pass, but Bailey Faulkner with a big block, denying Jenna Nordberg. Huge block there from Bailey Faulkner. She came over from her low post position and just swatted that one out of bounds. 3:58 to go, second quarter. And now BG will inbound underneath their own basket here. They'll look to try to get it to Palmateer. She's into the corner. Instead, they go top of the key for Molly O'Hara. BG is in the white with the navy blue trim. And to the left wing it goes as they go right to left. Now down low for Palmateer off the glass and in. Palmateer's got 15 points. 15 of the 24 for BG, and once she gets it to the high post, Unitego has not had an answer. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Sam Picard. Back outside here. Little jumper coming for Unitego off the back rim. No good there for Bailey Faulkner. Fighting for the rebound is Sullivan and Molly O'Hara, and we'll have a jump ball. Good job by O'Hara, who's giving up about 5 inches there to Sullivan to go up, hold on to that ball, and not let it go. 3.5 to go, second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get you a recap of this first half and some out-of-town scores as well. Unitego gets the ball in. They find Sullivan at the low post. A good-looking layup, but again, will not go down. And Palmateer comes down with the rebound and the basketball. 24-9. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Unitego with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Working it around here as a long three ball coming. It's up and good for Canestra from the left side. Her first shot of the night, and BG leads 27-9 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Everybody contributing tonight here so far for BG. Just when you think Selfridge with no points and Reyes with no points on the bench is going to hurt you, some of these other players have really stepped up. Ball loose on the floor now at midcourt. BG will come away. Palmateer has it. And now Corey Thornton steps into a three. This one off the mark, no good. Picard with a nice rebound for Unitego, and will trot it up the floor. Down the right side, Picard's got a wide open lane all the way to the bucket, and she's fouled. Good court vision there by Sam Picard. Saw that the Red Sea was opening there, and she had a great open lane all the way to the rim, but was fouled as BG tried to collapse on her. So Sam Picard, the senior guard, had 13 last night against Hancock in the victory in the first round. No points tonight, but she makes her first free throw to get on the board. That's just what Unitego needs. They need to get her open from the outside and get some good looks. Had 2 3 balls last night and is a deadly shooter when she has some confidence. 2.5 to go, second quarter. BG leads Unitego 27-10. Second shot coming from the charity stripe. And this one is good for Picard. She has 2 points, and it's 27-11. Now BG with some of their reserves on the floor, but they're doing a great job. You have to give the credit here to Nordberg, to Miller, to O'Hara. They've done a good job with some of these starters in foul trouble tonight for the Lady Bobcats. Here's Palmateer in the paint at the foul line. Nice up and under move off the back of the rim. No good. Kind of a midway shot, couldn't decide if she wanted to go glass or not, but she gets her own rebound, kicks it out, and they'll start up the offense once again. Here's Miller, thought about a three, instead goes to Palmateer. Back out for Canestra. As they continue to work it around with 15 on the shot clock, Miller from downtown. This one is no good, and out of bounds it goes. With 1:58 to go in the second quarter, possession back to the Lady Spartans. Bainbridge Guilford 27, Unitego 11, the girls' Kozalski Tournament Finals. Here live from BG. Nate Lowell with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy tonight of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Our game audio archive. You can go there and listen to games anytime, also courtesy of SFCU. Hanel brings it up the floor, and she's stripped away there by Bainbridge-Guilford, and Palmateer has the ball on the left side in front of the Unitigo bench, and now we'll set up the offense. Again, head coach Bob Conway relaying some signals here to his team as they set it up and use some clock. We're down to 90 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Miller. Thought about another three-pointer, but pulled it down. Now Canestra, top of the key, got it. Big-time three-pointer there for Canestra, and she's got 6 points on 2 3-pointers. The trifecta there for Bainbridge-Guilford, and it's 30-11. 1:10 to go, second quarter. And here is Picard. Lost it to Abby Miller, and now BG is on the break. Here's Palmateer. Dishes off. Off the glass for Canestra. Up and in. Canestra now has 8. What a great unselfish play there from Palmateer to Canestra. Timeout Unitigo as BG leads 32-11. 1 minute to go before the half. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell on CDO. It's 32-11. And now Bailey Faulkner will work it up the floor. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo here in the girls' Kozalski Finals. Hazel Hanel down low. Turnaround shot here for Faulkner off the front of the rim. No good. And now Bainbridge-Guilford will work it up the floor to the top of the key. Back out for Palmateer. Left side, dribbles into the paint. Now back out for Canestra. A little give and go. Right back to Palmateer with 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. Down low, Jenna Nordberg blocked away. Palmateer is there to pick up the mess and put it home. And Palmateer has 17 first half points. Clock ticks down to 20 seconds to go here before the halftime break. And Faulkner, Bailey that is, will work it up the floor. It's 34-11. Faulkner to the left side, outside the three-point line. Now down low, denied as Bailey tried to pass it in there to Megan Faulkner. Good defense, though, by Bainbridge-Guilford. 10 seconds to go. Unitigo looking to get off one last shot here before the halftime break. And let's see if they can quickly get the ball in. Picard will inbound. And now let's see, it's going to be a foul underneath on Sullivan for pushing and shoving once again. She's gotten a couple of those tonight. Just trying to post up down low and free herself up, but the Zebra crew has been all over that tonight and not really letting much of the pushing and shoving happen down low. That's going to be the second foul there on the 6'1", Mariah Sullivan. So 10 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Let's see if BG can get off one last shot. Top of the key, Canestra finds Palmateer. 3 on the clock. Palmateer, the jumper, no good, and that'll do it. A 34-11 lead for Bainbridge-Guilford over Unitigo in the championship of the girls' Kozalski tournament live from Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, BG leads Unitigo 34-11. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Mirabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Mirabito. Energy for every part of life.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're number one.
Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards that the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more, and that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. It's our halftime report here at WCDO as we come to you live from the Kozalski Tournament. Live from Bainbridge Guilford High School, it's our halftime report. 34-11 is the score. The BG Bobcats on top of the Unitigo Spartans. And let me tell you, folks, it's been the first half of dreams come true for Megan Palmateer with 17 points to lead the way here for Bainbridge Guilford. Welcome into our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service locally for many, many years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, our halftime score, 34-11. Bainbridge Guilford just doing it all, folks, getting out in transition, finding the open players, not being selfish. And I think one of the big points that you can put there is they had a fast break a couple of minutes ago when Megan Palmateer could have gone in, could have had a layup, instead passes it off to Jillian Canestra, who puts in the wide open layup. So this team is all about not being selfish, but just getting it to the open person who can put it in the bucket and help you get a win. And that's kind of the Bob Conway way, I guess you could say. So let's go through our scoring summary from the first half. First for Bainbridge Guilford. Again, 17 for Megan Palmateer, 7 for Corey Thornton, 8 for Jillian Canestra, 2 for Molly O'Hara. And that's going to do it for our scoring summary for BG in the first half. If you're missing a few names there, Rebecca Reyes, no points. Abby Selfridge, no points. If you come into this game saying, well, at halftime, Selfridge and Reyes aren't going to have any points, you probably think that maybe it's going to be a tie game or BG's going to be losing. But not the case here tonight. Reyes got in some early foul trouble, was making great passes, hadn't had many chances to shoot, got into foul trouble, had to sit pretty early, and Bob Conway was just fine with leaving her and protecting her on the bench for the rest of the opening half. Selfridge, on the other hand, was playing a lot, was getting rebounds, dishing it out, and then picked up that foul about midway through the second quarter. So head coach Bob Conway sitting her down as well. But you know they're going to get their points too, and that's a great example of why Megan Palmateer can pick up the slack on a night like this. Puts up 17 first half points, just getting into the high post, making moves to the right, to the left. You don't know which way she's going to go. You can't shut her down just being a one-dimensional player and just having her way here tonight against some much taller girls. So a great job there for Megan Palmateer. For Unitigo, their scoring summary on the other side. 6 points for Megan Faulkner, 3 for Hazel Hanel, and 2 for Sam Picard. And I think head coach Vicky Beams at the halftime break just, you know, has to preach about continuing to shoot because they've had some good open looks that just haven't gone down here so far tonight. Megan Faulkner started the game with a beautiful jumper, and it looked like Unitigo was going to get some momentum from there, but they just missed a couple of shots. BG was making shots on the other side, and then I think Unitigo might have lost a little bit of confidence, and it was hard as that lead was kind of 6 or 8 for a long time. Unitigo was able to hold it at that, but Hazel Hanel, Bailey Faulkner, Megan Faulkner, Slauson, Picard just couldn't get the shots to go down. And that was certainly hard to deal with. And when the shots started to fall, they've already kind of been in a little bit of a hole. So they're going to have to continue to shoot the ball. We know Slauson, we know Picard, we know Faulkner can all shoot the ball from downtown. So they're going to have to get outside, maybe try some three-pointers. And if not, You know, there is this thing called the two-pointer, folks. I know a lot of people always say that. Why don't people just take the 15-foot jumper anymore? Get to the foul line. Pull up. Get inside. That's what the glass is there for. Maybe go back to some of that. You see it so much in today's game where it's just become a three-point barrage. Get inside. Get the old-fashioned three-point play and get some strong moves to the basket. That could certainly help chip it away here for Unitigo as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. And we'll continue to break down this first half as it's the BG girls leading Unitigo 34-11 at our halftime break. Brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. It's the Kozalski Tournament here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. And I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull tonight on CDO. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The reality check might be here winter weather-wise, folks. December was so glorious for someone like me that travels all over Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware County. You come out of a ball game late at night, you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get sleet, snow, ice, who knows, you're going to get stuck in the school parking lot. But December was great. I could get out in the car and drive home and maybe have the windows down on a few of those 60-plus nights. That was great. But it seems like winter is certainly here. That's why you can call Mirabito, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So we have the halftime score of 34-11, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. But that's not the end of our tournament action here this week, folks. Tomorrow night, we will be over in Lawrence for a 7:15 tip-off for a boys' Class D contest in the Pat Grasso Tournament. If you're a Tri-Valley fan, you certainly know the name Pat Grasso, longtime coach since the 60s at Lawrence Central School. He is still there. He's not coaching anymore, but you can see him at any of the local ball games. He's always there supporting the Lawrence Leopards. If things work out tonight, we don't know how the first round is going to go tonight, but it could be a rematch of last year's Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game, which would have Lawrence against South Courtright. And if you follow Class D ball locally, you know that those are two very talented teams. Went right down to the buzzer last year. Lawrence won that contest. I'm sure South Courtright would be hungry to get another look at them. So if they win their first round games tonight, that will be the game we have on CDO tomorrow night at 7:15. And I know we're a Sydney radio station, but folks, if you love local basketball, that's the game you're going to want to go and watch tomorrow night. I'm telling you, get there early. That's going to be some great, great basketball. The Lawrence boys starting five is all around 6'2" and taller. Very talented team. And if you can go watch South Courtright, they have a sophomore, Ty Lamport. Worth the price of admission, folks. Go check him out. Plays AAU in Albany during the summer. Has put his work in. And it's going to be a great game tomorrow night. So, again, if you can get over to Lawrence tomorrow night, 7:15 tip. If not, we'll have it right for you here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. A big thank you, as always, to Sydney Federal Credit Union for sponsoring our online streaming and also our game audio archive. Second half underway here. Bainbridge-Guilford will start with the ball. Selfridge and Reyes back in, both with two fouls, so we'll have to keep an eye on them for BG. Reyes passes in for Corey Thornton. This one is off the mark, no good. Picard with the rebound, jump ball, and possession will go to Unitigo. 34-11 to score. BG on top of Unitigo. Here as we start the third quarter, these two teams will meet next week up in Unitigo for a MAC League conference game. So we'll see how the rest of tonight goes, because they'll be seeing each other again very soon. As Unitigo brings the ball down the floor, a traveling violation here on Sam Picard. We'll give the ball back to BG. BG's in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo in the dark green road uniforms, the black and the white trim, says Unitigo across the front of the uniform there, also in black and white. Black letters with the white outline, I should say. Bainbridge-Guilford with the ball. Here's Corey Thornton, left side, off the glass and good. Got it outside the three-point line. Dribbled on the baseline, put it up and good. And Corey Thornton with 9 points. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Unitigo back going right to left at the top of the key here for Sam Picard. Passing down low. Turnaround shot for Megan Faulkner. That's off the rim and no good. And you can tell Unitigo was frustrated here by not being able to get these shots to fall. Down the left side for Corey Thornton. Thornton now at the top of the key for Reyes as Bainbridge-Guilford goes left to right. Reyes to the right side. Dribble drive. Kicks out. Now for Selfridge. Top of the key. Again, three-pointer. No good. And Picard is able to track down the rebound. Picard will bring it up the floor. And here is Sam Picard. Passing down low, looking for Megan Faulkner. It was tipped away, and here comes Selfridge. Long pass ahead, baseball style, but Slauson saw it the whole way and now gets it ahead for Picard. Picard down the right side, bounce pass for Hezel Hanel. Steps in, finds Faulkner at the right. Low block, back out for Picard. Jumper is off the front rim. Rebecca Reyes cleans up the loose change and sweeps it forward. Sprinting down the right side, here is Rebecca Reyes. Outside the three-point line, now back up for Corey Thornton as they work it around. With 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's Bainbridge-Guilford 36, Unitigo 11 in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. Inside for Palmatier, up and rattles out. No good. Selfridge the rebound. Her layup is no good. Chasing the rebound again, and it's loose on the floor. And let's see what this is going to be. They'll say it was out of bounds as Selfridge was chasing after it and stepped on the inline. Boy, Palmatier for Bainbridge-Guilford. 17 first-half points. Was unstoppable on the paint for Bainbridge-Guilford. Just a sophomore. Again, no seniors on this Bainbridge-Guilford team. Future very bright here. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Bailey Faulkner now into the game for Unitigo. Finds Hezel Hanel, left side. Her jumper is short. Not enough mustard on that one, and Reyes rips down the rebound. Will pass it to the far side, but out of bounds. Little miscommunication there, and she tried to pass for Corey Thornton, was too far behind her, and out of bounds it goes. 5:28 to go, third quarter. It's Unitigo trailing Bainbridge-Guilford 36-11. Both teams kind of sluggish coming out of the locker room here. Looking to get back into this one after BG was hot in the first half, shooting-wise. Back up here for Hezel Hanel into the paint, and now she's fouled on the dribble drive. Let's see if this is on Reyes. It is. It's on Rebecca Reyes. No points tonight for Reyes after 16, a team high last night, and 5 3-pointers. It's going to be her third foul. It looks like head coach Bob Conway is going to gamble and roll the dice and leave her in. You know, at this point, with this lead that you have, that's certainly a gamble I think I'm willing to take as well. Leave her in there, see if she can play through this, and please and be smart. Shot here for Unitigo. My Faulkner is off the rim, no good, but she'll go to the line, and she is fouled. So here's Megan Faulkner with 6 points. That's a team high. We'll step to the charity stripe to look to add to it. if you're head coach Bob Conway, you have this lead. BG's ahead 36-11. Reyes with three fouls. Let her play here. Why not? It could help down the road if you're in a closer game and you have the three fouls on how to play and not pick up that extra foul. Good experience. First shot is up and good for Megan Faulkner. She now has seven. That's a team high for Unitigo. She's had some good looks tonight, but boy, I'm telling you, it's just one of those nights for Unitigo where it looks like there is a lid on the rim. Well, head coach Conway is now going to pull out Reyes and Selfridge, as she just picked up her third. And now Faulkner will put it home. So Selfridge with another foul. So with both of those girls having three, he decides to pull them out. And now BG's going to throw the ball away as they brought it up the floor, as Thornton was looking for Miller, and it was too tall and out of bounds. And now we'll have a timeout taken by Unitigo with 5:02 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 36 and Unitigo 13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:53 to go, third quarter. It's 36-13. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. Selfridge and Reyes both on the bench with three fouls for Bainbridge-Guilford and no points. But Palmateer has put BG on her back with 17 points. Looking to make it 19 here, but the shot is off the mark and no good. Back the other way comes Unitigo down the left side. Here is Bailey Faulkner. Picks up her dribble, looking to set up the offense here. Hands it off here for Hazel Hanel. Right side, down low for Faulkner. This is Megan Faulkner. This one's off the rim, no good. Palmateer with a rebound and an outlet pass here to Jillian Canestra for Abby Miller. To the left side, and now back out for Corey Thornton. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Corey Thornton now, as they continue to work it around, as Unitigo has gone into a little bit of a 2-3 zone here. Inside for Molly O'Hara. Turnaround shot is good. And O'Hara now with 4 points. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's 38-13. Here's Hazel Hanel with the ball to the left side for Bailey Faulkner. As Unitigo goes right to left for Slauson to the baseline. Dribble drive off the foot there, I believe, of Corey Thornton. So it will stay with Unitigo. Folks, the more I think about it, I don't know when Abby Selfridge for BG picked up that third foul, because the foul for Faulkner where she went to the line was the third on Reyes, and then all of a sudden Selfridge had a third. Either way, Bob Conway pulled them out to protect them, but BG with a comfortable lead at the moment, 38-13. Down low for Faulkner, up and in. Puts it home, and Megan Faulkner has 10 of Unitigo's 15 points, and BG leads now 38-15. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Great job there by Megan Faulkner to just get inside in a good low post move to put it home. BG with the ball going left to right now. Here's Canestra from downtown. This one off the front rim. No good. Palmateer. Rebound. Can't get that one to go. Ball still loose on the floor. And out of the Lions' den, there comes Abby Miller, who stands about 5'3". Great job by Miller to find that loose ball and then pull it out. Here's Miller in the right side corner. Finds Palmateer. Puts some good zip on that pass. And then that one was ricocheted out of bounds off the hands of Palmateer, but will stay with BG. 2:58 to go, third quarter, 38-15 is the score. Palmateer gets it in, back out, Canestra, jumper, no good. And Hazel Hanel tracks down a rebound. It's a 2-on-1 for Unitigo if they can hurry. Ahead for Slauson, but intercepted there by Palmateer, and then the ball was knifed out of bounds. Palmateer had a full head of steam, came flying down the floor and just kind of punched that one out of bounds to prevent the layup. then went crashing into the wall, but immediately popped back up, said she was fine. Unitigo gets the ball in here for Faulkner. Her jumper is no good, and now BG is up the floor. But the ball is knocked out of bounds there by Bailey Faulkner. Miller was dribbling up the right side and tried to pass over the much taller 5'10" Bailey Faulkner, and she easily batted it out. 2:35 to go, third quarter. BG leads Unitigo 38-15. Molly O'Hara, left side, skips across the top of the zone, finds Corey Thornton back for Canestra. They continue to be patient as they work the shot clock down to 10. Here's Palmateer. No points in the second half so far for Palmateer, but none have been needed so far. Shot clock at 5. Here's Corey Thornton, straightaway 3 off the back rim. And that one is off the mark. Good rebound there by Megan Faulkner. Ahead for Bailey. Passes over for Emily Slauson off the glass. Can't get it to go down. Rebound for Unitigo. Won't go either. Tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Spartans. Emily Slauson, point blank layup. Couldn't get it to go. Hit the rim about 3 times and then popped out. I thought it was in for sure before it came back out. It's been that kind of a night. Unitigo gets the ball in. Running jumper is up, and this time it finds the bottom of the twine there for Callie Walker, her first bucket. It's 38-17. Now a steal for Unitigo with the press. Here's Slauson. Can't get it to go. Rims out of bounds, and back to BG. And you can see the look on the face there of Slauson. A great steal and her second layup that just wouldn't go in. But BG's going to give it right back here as the pass from Thornton to Molly O'Hara trickles out of bounds. And you're going to have some growing pains there. Yes, we usually gush and rave about the BG freshmen, but they are going to make some freshman mistakes. That one was Corey Thornton throwing that one over the head there of sophomore Molly O'Hara. And so the ball goes back to Unitigo, and now Thornton's going to come out and have a quick word here with head coach Bob Conway. And Selfridge is going to go back in here, Abby Selfridge, for Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Bailey Faulkner, a little running hook shot is off the mark, no good. BG with the rebound with a minute 35 to go, third quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford 38, Unitigo 17 in the Kozalski Girls Tournament Finals, live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School tonight on CDO. Here's Selfridge in the right corner, skips across the top of the zone with a long pass for Palmateer, left side. Again, another pass over the top of the defense, back for Selfridge, jumper right side, no good. And now ahead for Hazel Hanel as Unitigo comes up with the ball as we are near 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Bailey Faulkner outside the three-point line, top of the key. We'll now find Hazel Hanel trying to get it down low. Again for Megan Faulkner. Turnaround shot, but she will travel before she makes the move. She had the wide-open turn to her right, but I think just shuffled the feet as she got excited for that wide-open look. Easy call there for the Zebra crew. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. BG gets the ball ahead. Now with Abby Miller for Jillian Canestra. 38-17 is the score. They get it down low for Palmateer. Up and under and in. And Palmateer's got 19. She had 16 last night in the win over Tioga. 19 so far tonight. Has almost half of BG's points. It's 40-17. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. And here is Slauson. Slauson into the high post now for Megan Faulkner. Little jumper, can't get the roll, and Selfridge, guess who, gets the rebound. No points, but she has been a beast on the boards tonight for the Lady Bobcats. Palmateer at the left low block, turnaround move. This jumper is no good. And a rebound for Walker of Unitigo. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Let's see if the Lady Spartans can get off a shot before the buzzer. Slauson again finds Megan Faulkner. Turnaround off the glass and in. Gets the kiss to go. And she finds the bottom of the tin. She's got 12 points. And a long shot from half court at the buzzer for BG is no good. End of three. It's BG leading Unitigo 40-19. Fourth quarter coming up at the Kozalski Tournament. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, the Kozalski Tournament Finals, 40-19. Bainbridge-Guilford is on top of Unitego and looking to win their own tournament here this year. Molly O'Hara, the jumper left side, as Bainbridge-Guilford with the ball going left to right. This one is short and out of bounds, and possession will go back to Unitego. Great showing here tonight up in the stands as two local communities along Interstate 88 doing battle here as we start the fourth quarter. Of course, stay tuned after the contest. We'll have the three awards here for CDO, offense, defense, and all-purpose, as Unitego will bring it down the floor here, and a shot from Beth Carey is up and good. Carey just checked into the game, and a jumper from the right elbow finds nothing but net, and it's 40-21. So Selfridge and Reyes are back in for Bainbridge-Guilford. Unitego adding some new players as well. Back the other way for BG, a shot from Canestra, no good. Selfridge cleans up the mess. Her shot won't go down on the right-handed layup. Ball is still loose on the floor. And now we'll go back to Unitego as the ball just rolled over the line and out of action and back to Unitego. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. 40-21 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. Unitego with the ball as they get it down to the right post. And this one is stolen away here by Rebecca Reyes. Reyes down the floor, left side, off the glass and in. Great looking shot there for Jillian Canestra, and she's into double digits. She's got 10. So you got Palmateer with 19. You have Canestra with 10 and Corey Thornton with 9. So those are the big three tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. Shot for Unitego back the other way from Sam Picard. No good. Rebound for a jump ball with 6.5 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 42-21. Unitego will stay with the ball, and Walker will inbound underneath the bucket here for the Lady Spartans. Quickly gets it in. And down low, Walker with a little give and go. Turnaround shot here, but no, good defense. Unitego unable to get the shot off, so they kick it out to Picard. Along the baseline on the near side, punched out of bounds there by Selfridge and will remain with Unitego. Speaking of Unitego, their boys falling in the consolation game today of the Dick White tournament up in Cooperstown, 66-62, in a tough tournament up there, featuring Cobleskill, Richmondville, and the host team, Cooperstown. Turnaround shot here for Unitego as they get the ball into the paint, knocked away. And so Abby Selfridge will pick it up, and she's fouled by Sam Picard with 6:13 to go in this fourth quarter. Selfridge just ripped down a rebound, tried to start walking up the floor. Some good defense there by Picard, but they get a little tied up. Selfridge goes tumbling to the floor in front of the Unitego bench, and there's the whistle. 6:05 to go here in this fourth quarter. A 42-21 lead for the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats over Unitego. The Kozalski Tournament Finals here tonight on CDO. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow night as well. We'll talk about that, some boys action, during our postgame show. And now a steal for Unitego, and Hazel Hanel brings it up the middle of the floor, crossing half court, now to the right side as Unitego goes right to left. And a little spin move, turnaround shot here for Hazel Hanel. And that will have a foul. And heading to the line here will be Corinne Barber, as Hazel Hanel had the turnaround shot. It was tipped, went to Barber, and then they're saying as Barber caught the ball, she was fouled. So Barber will go to the line for an opportunity here. First shot is up for Barber, in and good. Good shot there for the 5'7" senior. It was a good heads-up play because Hanel did get stripped as she was going up for the shot. Barber was right there, and as she tried to go up, was fouled. Barber's second shot off the mark, no good. A rebound there for Jenna Nordberg of Bainbridge-Guilford, and a head now for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes puts on the brakes and will set up the offense here with 5.5 to go fourth quarter. Reyes from downtown, this one no good. Rimmed out. Selfridge, a rebound and a jump ball, will give it back to Bainbridge-Guilford. So again, 5.5 to go fourth quarter. It's 42-22. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Unitego. Again, these two teams will see each other just next week up the road in Unitego in a MAC league game. Now BG gets the ball into Selfridge, and her jumper is up and good. And Abby Selfridge, after having 14 last night, gets her first 2 points of the contest here, the freshman for Bainbridge-Guilford. But she's done so much more, folks. If you get to see her in person, definitely worth going to see. Unitego back the other way. A jumper again from Beth Carey. Left side is no good, and Reyes scoops up the loose change. We'll walk it up the floor for Bainbridge-Guilford to the right side. Finds Selfridge, but the bounce pass is tipped out of bounds. And we'll slide over the line, and we'll go back here to Bainbridge-Guilford. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-22. And now Bainbridge-Guilford is going to inbound the ball underneath their own basket. And underneath, the shot is up and in. And going to the line will be Abby Selfridge. So Selfridge now with a quick 4 points, looking to make the old-fashioned three-point play. 4:59 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-22, and Selfridge to the line. So here comes Selfridge with the three-point play opportunity. Swish and in. So Selfridge now with 5 points. 47-22 with 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. And to the left side here for Hazel Hanel. Hanel outside the three-point line and will now find Sam Picard into the corner on the line. She lost it, and out of bounds it goes. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego is going to take a timeout to talk things over. BG leading the Lady Spartans 47-22 in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. We'll be back here on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:45 to go, fourth quarter, 47-22 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, wherever you might be joining us out there on the World Wide Web. We appreciate that, and that's brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Any of our games that we do are also in our game audio archive. You can go back, download, or listen to those anytime for free, courtesy of SFCU. BG with the ball. Here's Selfridge into the paint. Right-handed layup off the glass and in. And Selfridge, who had no points coming into the fourth quarter, now has 7. And BG leads 49-22. So Paul Mateer has 19 to lead BG. On the other side, Megan Faulkner with 12 for Unitego. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Beth Carey with the ball for this Unitego squad. They'll pass it down low, looking for Barber. Turnaround shot is short. Reyes with the rebound. Reyes down the left side will cross half court and pass for Selfridge. Down low, looking for Jenna Nordberg, but too tall for her, off her fingertips. And this one slipped out of bounds. 3:59 to go, fourth quarter. These two teams, again, as I said earlier, will play next week. And I think if you're looking at this score and you're saying, boy, is BG that much better than Unitego? I think these are two very evenly matched teams. It's just that BG came out hot tonight, was making their shots. Unitego wasn't to start the contest. Maybe you hit rewind on this game. It could certainly go the other way completely, and we'll see what happens again next week. BG, a very quality team, but I think Unitego's right in the thick of things in the MAC, if you're really looking at it. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. A couple more substitutions now for Unitego. Stepping into the contest here, Nicole Angel. And she is fouled and will go to the line with 3:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Unitego 49-22 here in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. Stay tuned. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As Angel will go to the line here. First shot is off the rim. No good. Not enough juice on that one to quite get it there. Our awards tonight brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and also NBT Mang Insurance. Second shot for Angel is up and good. So she gets her first points of the contest after just checking in off the bench. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leads Unitego 49-23. BG with the ball. Outside the three-point line here is Abby Selfridge, the freshman for three. That one rattles out. A rebound for Unitego, and they're off to the races. Bailey Faulkner, sick crossover move off the glass and in. there for Bailey Faulkner, her first 2 points, but she went crashing into the wall there after making the play. And Vicki Beams will come over, head coach here for Unitigo, to attend to Bailey Faulkner. I believe she's going to be okay, maybe just the wind knocked out of her, but we'll wish her the best. Great crossover move to then score. We'll step away while things get worked out here. We'll certainly keep you updated. 3:29 to go, fourth quarter, 49-25 to score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, here live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. It's the Kozalski Girls Tournament Final, with Bainbridge-Guilford leading Unitigo 49-25. 49-25 to score. Bailey Faulkner still down here after she just scored her first 2 points of the night, had a nice crossover move, dribbled to the basket, had a beautiful layup, and then I think just tripped and, with the momentum from making the layup, going full speed on the break, went flying into the protective padded wall here, and I believe just got the wind knocked out of her. They have a couple of medical professionals over helping out Bailey, as well as head coach Vicki Beams. And, she was first on her stomach. They've rolled her over onto her back. She seems to be completely fine here, but just giving her a couple extra minutes, I believe, to just kind of collect her thoughts before they help her over to the bench. We'll wish the best because she is a fantastic young player. Just a sophomore here is Bailey Faulkner, 5'10". Just a pleasure to be around, too. She's always coming up to us before the game, talking with us, chatting with us. Hey, what games are you going to do next week? Are you going to be at ours? Can't wait to see you. That's the type of enthusiasm you like to see from these young athletes who are excited about being out here and playing and competing and the rivalries. And she's one of the best, that's for sure, locally. Bailey Faulkner down on the floor at the moment, but we are hoping to see her pop back up as we believe lost her breath here as she went flying into the wall there just a second ago. So again, 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 49-25 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo here in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. It's been BG with a great effort tonight from Megan Palmateer, 19 points. Jillian Canestra with 10. Corey Thornton with 9. Abby Selfridge with 7. So it's been, again, an all-around team effort just like it was last night when Reyes and Palmateer both had 16 and Selfridge had 14 in that first-round win over the Tioga Lady Tigers. We're going to step away again here for just a minute. We'll come back. We should be getting this contest back underway between BG and Unitigo, the Kozalski Tournament Finals. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:29 to go, fourth quarter, live from Bainbridge Guilford High School tonight. BG leading Unitego 49-25 here in the Kozalski Tournament Finals, and Bailey Faulkner, the sophomore, is still down here for Unitego after she made a layup. A little momentum went crashing into the wall there behind the basket. And at first maybe we thought it's lost, you know, got the wind knocked out of her. But, you know, in today's world, concussion so much more of an option, I guess you could say. We're hoping maybe she didn't hit her head here. Hard to say. They have a medical team over there, as well as Unitego head coach Vicky Beams. And just consoling her at the moment. I'm wondering if perhaps they're going to try to move her in a second once they perhaps get a little bit more help in here in terms of the medical squad. But at the moment, we will wish the best here for Bailey Faulkner again down on the floor. You know, it's just so much more common today. We see it in such all the contact sports, the football that we see, and it's becoming more and more prevalent with soccer. You see some of the players now wearing the headgear that they have. You know, it's just, it's a violent, fast game in today's world, no matter what you're playing. And, you know, everything is just such a delicate thing when you're going that full speed, especially in the football that we've seen so many guys go down. And even with all that padding, all those helmets, they're still able to get those concussions. So you think you hit the wall the wrong way, something like that, in a basketball contest, it can be very easy to just get your bell rung. And we'll wish the best here for Bailey Faulkner if that is the case. Not really looking at the ankle or the knee or anything like that, which is a common basketball injury, especially for females, but appears just that she's on her back right now, taking those deep breaths, and we'll hope that she's okay. We'll take another break here. 3:29 to go, fourth quarter. It's 49-25, the girls' Kozalski tournament here tonight. It does look like Bainbridge-Guilford might walk away with the title. We'll, of course, be looking at our all-tournament team. We'll wonder who the MVP is. I would think that Megan Palmateer is going to have a good shot at that. Heck of a night last night with 16, and she's got 19 here tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll also have our three WCDO awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. So this has been a back-and-forth contest, but BG just got hot early, a lot like they did last night. You look at the BG Lady Bobcats, they scored 15 points right off the bat last night on three-pointers against Tioga, and tonight they just came out, got it inside, Megan Palmateer with a variety of ways to get to the bucket and score in the paint, and that was really the difference so far here tonight for Bainbridge-Guilford. Again, we're kind of in an injury timeout here as Unitego's Bailey Faulkner still down on the floor. It does appear that they're bringing in some extra medical attention to help her off the floor. The more I look at it, the more I think perhaps a concussion here, as she went in for the layup after making a great crossover move and just slammed into the padded wall behind the basket and then just went right down to the floor. So we'll hope that she's okay. We'll take another break, and we'll keep you updated. Again, the score, 49-25, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo, the Kozalski Tournament Finals. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back once again. Nate Lull on WCDO. We are in an injury timeout here, folks, with 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Unitigo 49-25 in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. Again, Unitigo's Bailey Faulkner went in for a layup, made the bucket, was kind of going full speed, went spilling into the padded protective wall behind the basket, went down to the floor, and we're going on a good 10 to 12 minutes now that we've been in this injury timeout. She seems to be moving okay, not going for the knee, not going for the ankle, anything like that. Maybe I initially thought just had the wind knocked out of her, but now I'm thinking more of concussion, got her bell rung, one of those type of things when she went piling into the wall. It appears that she has a very good crew around her right now, including her sister, Megan Faulkner, as well as some family. Head coach Vicky Beams is out there consoling her, as well as some medical professionals. I believe that they might be waiting for some extra medical attention to come in and help her out before they attempt to move her from the baseline over to the bench to try to get her some extra help here tonight. So again, 3:29 to go, fourth quarter. It's 49-25. Both teams just trying to stay over and stay loose because there's still 3.5 minutes to go in this contest that they're going to have to play. You're in a 10 to 15 minute delay right now. You're going to have to find a way to keep focused, keep your body warmed up. You know, when you've been sitting around for 10 or 15 minutes, some of that adrenaline and everything like that goes away. So you're going to have to find a way to get warmed back up to continue to play the rest of this contest once this situation is resolved. Again, our post-game show will be coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. And tomorrow night, folks, again, I talked about it earlier, but we'll have our other contest of the week. It'll be the only two games we're going to do this week because of the New Year's break, as we'll be over at the Pat Grasso Tournament, a boys' tournament over in Lawrence, featuring Hancock, Milford, South Courtright, and the Lawrence boys. And if things all work out tonight the way that the seeds are in those tournaments, I would think that Lawrence and South Courtright would be in the boys' final tomorrow night at 7:15 over in Lawrence. And if you can, get over to check out that game. Of course, anything could happen in those first two games tonight. We'll be there no matter who is playing. If Milford and Hancock make it, we would be there as well. But Two teams that met in the Section 4 Class D finals last year up at Suco. The game went right down to the buzzer. South Courtright had an opportunity to score late in that contest. The bucket was made, but there was a controversial call, a charge with less than 10 seconds left, and that let Lawrence escape with a two-point victory and move on to the Class D New York State quarterfinals, where they did lose to New York Mills. Mills went all the way to the state finals last year in the boys' Class D bracket. But it was a very close game. Again, came right down to the fourth quarter there. Lawrence held on. I believe they ended up losing that contest by 5 points, if memory serves me right. So, you know, Lawrence returns a lot of pieces. Same with South Courtright. They lost some key pieces on both sides, but they're two very, very good teams. South Courtright is ranked in Class D right now in this week's New York State poll. They are 13th. Lawrence is on the honorable mention. I think that Lawrence would be ranked, but they have two early season losses. They actually went down and played in the Stop DWI tournament against very, very big schools, some Class B and some Class A schools, and had a chance to talk to Lawrence head coach Andy Carr, and he said, I just wanted to go down and get my guys some experience, you know, and maybe even just make sure that they weren't too cocky in the early part of the season because they've got a lot of size, they got a lot of speed, and they know they're a good team. But he said, I wanted to make sure we went up against some competition that was going to put it to us so we knew what we had to work on for the rest of the season, because he knew that teams like South Courtright, teams like Jefferson, Morris are all out there waiting here for you know, the Lawrence Leopards. Everybody's going to want to have a shot at them because they are the defending Tri-Valley League champions as well as the Section 4 Class D champions, and you're going to have that bullseye on you whenever you come into a season like that. And that kind of transitioned us back to this game here, the BG Lady Bobcats, a team, of course, that lost to Morgan Bullis, you know, lost in the Section 4 Class D finals last year, lost Morgan Bullis, who is now playing up at SUNY Cobleskill. But this is a team, no seniors on this team, looking to make a run here at the MAC, as well as maybe Section 4 Class C. Certainly going to be interesting how their season goes. There's a lot of great teams this year in the MAC Girls Conference. When you're looking at Unitego, you're looking at Delhi, you're looking at Sydney, Green, Unadilla Valley. I mean, the list goes on. It's going to be a tough conference to work your way through. You see it in a game like this tonight, how good BG can play. But you know that Unitego, if they're shooting the ball a little bit better, this is probably a 4 to 5 point game right now. It's just the lid has been on the rim tonight here for Unitego. Again, folks, we're in an injury timeout if you're just tuning in here on CDO. 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter. BG leading 49-25. And the sophomore for Unitego, Bailey Faulkner, went up for a layup, made the layup, went crashing into the wall behind the basket, which is nicely padded the way it's supposed to be, and fell to the floor. Thought maybe initially it was going to be the wind knocked out of her. I believe now it has to be some sort of maybe a concussion. She appears to be fine, has her family around there, as well as some medical professionals and head coach Vicky Beams. I believe at this point, as we're going on about a 15 to 20 minute injury delay here, that they're just waiting for some extra backup medical support to come in. And I think this is very smart. In these situations, you don't take a chance. You don't want to just drag someone off the floor and say, oh, you're going to be okay. You want to take every precaution necessary because concussions are so serious. Before my job here at CDO, I was a hockey announcer. Used to see concussions on a daily basis there, whether it was in games, practice, because that's such a fast, physical, violent sport. And it was really neat to go in and watch the medical things and the tests that the guys had to pass once they'd had a concussion to try to come back, because they have to pass some very difficult tests, and they just take this concussion protocol so seriously today. I'm glad to see that everybody here tonight is taking this so seriously, if that's what it is. Again, I'm just a sports guy. I'm up here in my broadcast booth trying to figure out what's going on down on the floor. Don't want to offend anybody or say the wrong thing. We're hoping that Bailey is okay down there. As I said earlier, she's just a great great kid who's always coming up to us, asking us what games we're going to be doing, and so on and so forth. She's a wonderful young lady here for the Unitego Lady Spartans. We're going to take another break. We'll come back, and we'll hope that things get cleared up here. 49-25 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitego. 3:29 to go fourth quarter. It's the championship contest of the Kozalski Tournament. You're going to want to stick around. We'll have all our final awards, the all-tournament team, and we'll make sure that this situation, the most important thing on the floor right now, is that Bailey Faulkner for Unitego is okay. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO Sports.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com. NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
Thank you. Thank you. We were going to use this time to shamelessly promote all of the awards the Penny Savers won recently, like first place, general excellence in New York State, second place, general excellence nationally, plus 14 more. And that's just for our Norwich and Sydney editions. But in all honesty, we wouldn't have won any of these awards over the years were it not for this. Our dedicated employees, thousands of advertisers who've placed their trust in us, and the 75,000 plus loyal households who welcome the Penny Saver into their homes and online. For that, we should be applauding you. Thank you.
Athelis Therapeutic Riding of Otigo is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. Located on County Highway 5 between Otigo and Gilbertsville, Athelis Therapeutic Riding offers various equine-assisted activities to individuals with physical, mental, and emotional challenges in a caring, relaxed atmosphere. The goal at Athelis is to improve quality of life through activities with horses. The friendly staff at Athelis wishes all the best to student-athletes from Franklin, Unitigo, and GMU. Find more information by calling 783-2321 or online at athelistherapeuticriding.org. Sponsored by Stacy M. Frazier, your real estate professional in the Tri-Town area.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back once again to Bainbridge-Guilford High School. 49-25 is the score. The Lady Bobcats on top of Unitigo in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. As again, we are in an injury timeout. I'd say we're going on 20 to 25 minutes here of injury timeout, as it is Bailey Faulkner, the sophomore, who made a layup with 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter on a breakaway and made the layup and then went crashing into the padded wall behind the basket and has been down ever since. So again, we initially thought maybe just lost, kind of got the wind knocked out of her, but now we're thinking more perhaps of a concussion, something along those lines. That's certainly what it looks like at the moment. She was initially on her stomach. They've rolled her over onto her back, and she appears to be okay. Again, has head coach Vicky Beams out there, has some other medical staff. Bob Conway, head coach for BG, has gone over. Her parents are over there. Her sister Megan Faulkner has gone over to check on her. So everybody has made sure that Bailey Faulkner is in good hands, that's for sure. And I believe they're just waiting some extra medical attention to get here, and it appears that they will be here right now to help her out. And again, as we talked about before we went on our last break, I just think it's good to bring in the extra medical attention before you try to move somebody off the floor like this. Just make sure she's okay, and you don't want to move someone before they're ready for it, because the long-term implications of that just are too much to handle. We can all sit here for a couple extra minutes and make sure that everything is okay. The game will finish up at some point. There's 3.5 minutes to go, and then we'll have our awards after the contest, but definitely Bailey's safety and medical health is what we need to be concerned about first. Again, it's been a great tournament here. BG and Unitigo both advancing with wins last night. Unitigo with a big 40-38 victory over Hancock. Came right down to the buzzer. Unitigo had the ball. Hancock stole it away. They had a chance to get a shot off at the buzzer. They couldn't do it. And Unitigo defeated Hancock in the first round 40-38. So a big win there. The other first round game, 59-37, BG defeating Tioga last night. And it was all BG all the time in that contest. They came out and their first 15 points of the contest were all on three-point baskets. Absolutely unbelievable. They hit seven threes last night, five from Rebecca Reyes. And it just kind of shows. Rebecca Reyes doesn't have any points tonight. She's a heck of a ball player. Has been getting steals, great passes, good assists, everything like that. But this is the type of team that BG is. You can't come in and game plan for one person because everybody on this team is able to come in and make buckets. And even though Reyes doesn't have any points tonight, they're still ahead 49-25. Pretty impressive. If you're Megan Palmateer, you've had two good nights and possibly could be the MVP of this tournament. She had 16 last night and a great showing with 10 rebounds, has 19 points tonight, had 17 at the halftime break, and was just unstoppable. We talked about it before, but head coach Bob Conway uses this BG team. They play together all summer long in an AAU circuit. Now, a lot of local players do that, but they don't usually play with their high school team all summer long. And sometimes that's difficult because I've seen this BG team. They've been down in Binghamton having to play all-star teams from girls who all go to AA, Class A, B-size schools, and they're just, like I said, they're all-star teams. But BG gets better because they play together with their high school team all summer long, and it's certainly just a ton of fun to watch in the regular season because they're so used to each other and what they're going to do because they play together, you know, four seasons of the year. Yes, they play soccer. Yes, they play softball. But they're playing basketball all within that time and working out and doing the right things. And I got to say that Megan Palmateer, too. We got a chance to catch up with her this summer quite a bit because BG had a good softball season and then she was playing some travel ball. And just seeing the off-season work that she was able to put in was certainly great because she was out there running. She wanted to get in better shape. She was in the court with on the court with head coach Bob Conway all summer long. It was certainly crazy because she has a great right-handed move, but then she also wanted to come up with a left. And we've seen her tonight go more to her left than she does to her right. And that's absolutely incredible because if you're a right-handed basketball player, you try to use your left sometimes, you feel absolutely useless because it's just not something that you're very good at. It's just like with soccer. You try to use your right foot all the time because you're a right-footed player. You go to your left sometimes. Unless you really work on it, it's going to feel strange. And I got to give a lot of credit to Megan Palmateer for doing that. So they brought in the stretcher now here for Bailey Faulkner, and it appears that they're going to help her up, put her on this stretcher. I think this is a great move to give her a couple of extra seconds here. She does have a neck brace on, and let's just hope it's not some sort of a neck injury. I was thinking possible concussion. There's a million things that could be going on down there, folks. I'm not a medical professional. I'll never claim to be. Just trying to pass along what we're seeing and the reason for our injury delay here. The only thing I'm good at, folks, is calling sports on the radio, and I hope that I'm good enough to bring that into your home here tonight as they will help. They'll help Bailey Faulkner up here and onto the stretcher and out of the gymnasium, and we will hope the best for her. Let's take one last break, 3:29 to go fourth quarter. Again, the Kozalski Tournament Finals, 49-25 is the score. BG on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Isn't it frustrating when you can't find a gift for that person who has everything? Well, I have the answer. A gift card from Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney. Everyone loves Roma's, friends, family, and coworkers. And through Christmas Eve, buy a $50 gift card and get a $20 gift card absolutely free. Remember Roma's for your holiday gatherings and catering needs, too. So stop in today and finish that Christmas shopping and save some cash, too. Remember, buy a $50 gift card and receive a $20 gift card free. Now through Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Roma's, Union Street in Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it looks like after this injury timeout, we will get back underway here. They have helped Bailey Faulkner out of the gymnasium, and again, we will wish the best to her. Hope she is okay. But we are sending thoughts and prayers and good thoughts with her. As Unitigo and BG will start to get this thing back underway. Again, 3.5 minutes to go. Bainbridge-Guilford leads 49-25, and we will hope the best here again for Bailey Faulkner. Head coach Vicky Beams going back over, having a quick word with the Unitigo Lady Spartans. And if you could be in that huddle, I'm sure she's saying, hey, we got to play this last 3.5 minutes for Bailey. Got to play our hearts out and just try to focus, and then we can go home. And we can check on Bailey and make sure that she's okay. So 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. We will finish this one out. 49-25 the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo as we'll get back underway. Of course, our post-game show coming up with our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Acco Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance. We'll have those as well as our tournament awards here. We'll see who gets the MVP, the all-tournament team. Should be a lot of fun, that's for sure. So we are back underway after that long injury timeout. We'll see how both teams are affected by that. 49-25 the score. Here's Rebecca Reyes for three on that left side. No good. And Megan Faulkner will bring down the rebound. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And Unitigo will walk it up the floor here, as it does appear that Bainbridge-Guilford has the edge, leading 49-25 here in the Kozalski Tournament Championship. Again, thanks for joining us tonight. Unitigo back up for Sam Picard. Top of the key, off the backboard, no good. Rebound for Megan Faulkner. Her putback is no good, and Reyes is off to the races. Down the left side she goes. Reyes into the paint, and a double dribble here as she lost control. And possession will go back here to the Unitigo Spartans with 2:53 to go in this fourth quarter. 49-25 is the score. I got to give credit to a lot of the fans for staying here and just wanting to get up and cheer as Bailey Faulkner was taken out of the gymnasium. Very classy move by both sides. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds, and possession will stay with Unitigo. Again, a 49-25 score. The Kozalski Tournament Finals, the girls' tournament here, long-time tournament, and now a steal for Bainbridge-Guilford. Reyes ahead now for Selfridge, and she's fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup, and she'll be shooting two. With 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Selfridge will be going to the line. Abby Selfridge, the freshman, had 14 points last night, has 7 so far tonight. And again, I said it on Twitter yesterday, just a bright future ahead for her. It's hard to remember sometimes as she makes the first foul shot that she is a freshman, because she started in the sectional finals last year as an eighth grader and came off the bench. So Bob Conway, another eye for talent, and he's got another gem here in the system in Abby Selfridge. 2.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Selfridge's second shot rattles home, so she's got 9. 51-25 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo as we tick off the final last couple of minutes here in the Kozalski Tournament Finals. Picard with the ball finds Slauson, left side down low for Megan Faulkner, and back out. Jumper is off the mark and no good there for Unitigo. Was a long shot there for Nicole Angel. Was just short, and possession going back here to BG. Beth Carey is going to check back into the ball game here for Unitigo with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. And BG will walk it up the floor here with Selfridge and Reyes, as BG going left to right will have it for Abby Miller outside the three-point line. Now Selfridge and Miller, little give and go. Shot for Miller is off the mark, no good. Rebound is loose in the paint. Both teams battling for it here, wrestling and scrambling. We'll have a jump ball, and possession will go back to Unitigo. With 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's 51-25. And Unitigo will walk it up the floor here with Angel, the 5'3" junior. Checked into the game and now finds Beth Carey. Now a steal by Reyes as she looks to pick the pocket. Ball stays in bounds as she goes diving out of bounds to try to save it. Loose on the floor, will have a jump ball, and it will go to Bainbridge-Guilford. Good hustle there by Reyes. knifed her hand in to steal it away. It was going out of bounds. She had to flip it over her shoulder to keep it in and then was able to chase it down the floor. Inbounds pass, Reyes for three, no good. Molly O'Hara goes up, her shot is blocked, and now Picard will walk it up the floor here. And now a steal by Reyes, good hustle play. She's going to go in for the layup, this one off the glass and in. Rebecca Reyes jumping for joy after she gets her first bucket of the night. And boy, she's worked hard for that one after scoring 16 last night. Minute 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Now another steal for Reyes. Off to the races, up and good. So Reyes gets it to go. She's got four. 1:10 to go here in the fourth quarter, and it's 55-25. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. Another steal here for Reyes. That's three straight steals for Rebecca Reyes. Now the ball is at midcourt. And the pass ahead here for Selfridge. Selfridge diving headfirst here into the Bainbridge bench. And I think head coach Bob Conway just having a quick word with her here, saying, hey, let's not get hurt. A minute to go in this game. We're up 55-25. No need for one of your future star players to get hurt. But that's the kind of hustle that a kid like Selfridge has. Not afraid to go diving headfirst into the bench in a contest that's over with a minute to go. 55-25 to score. Unitigo with a jumper there from Slauson. Off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Abby Miller of Bainbridge-Guilford, and she'll walk it down the floor. Ahead for Selfridge. Her jumper is off the mark, no good. Goes up and is fouled, and will go to the line. Selfridge with nine, looking to get back into double digits. Boy, and she is a gamer. Goes to the line once again, and will try to get into double digits here. 31.2 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 55-25. Selfridge to the line. First shot coming for Selfridge is good. She's got 10. And you know, it's a double dose here for Bainbridge-Guilford, as there is a younger Selfridge as well who is coming up through the ranks. She's on the JV, seventh grader. So those two, as she makes the second foul shot here. So Abby with 11. When she gets her sister up on varsity as well, Erica Selfridge, boy, that's going to be a great 1-2 combo in a couple of years. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, 57-25 to score. Here's Picard all the way to the 10, up and in. Sam Picard now with 4 points. Down to 15 seconds to go in the contest. It's 57-27. And it appears that that's going to be our final score here tonight, unless BG can get off one last shot before the buzzer. There's Reyes off the mark, no good. Rebound for Unitigo, and that's going to do it. Our final score tonight, Bainbridge-Guilford 57. And Unitigo 27. We'll be right back with the post-game show here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. The final score here, 57-27. Bainbridge-Guilford defeats Unitigo in the girls' Kozalski tournament final. So the BG Lady Bobcats win the title here tonight. They are currently deciding the all-tournament team. So let's do our WCDO awards in the meantime. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 19 points tonight for BG's Megan Palmateer. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Just did a little bit of everything, especially early in the contest, was able to get to the rim at will. Megan Palmateer is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that award tonight to Abigail Selfridge from Bainbridge Guilford. 11 points tonight, all in the fourth quarter. But I thought she just did a great job with rebounds, with steals, everything like that. So Abby Selfridge is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight for BG. For the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight, ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Megan Faulkner, 12 big points tonight for Unitigo. She is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner, Megan Faulkner from Unitigo. Both teams accepting the second place and the championship trophies here at the Kozalski Tournament as the captains hold the golden basketball high here for BG at the Kozalski Tournament. And let's go live here for the all-tournament team. Let's see who they go with here, folks.
First from Tioga, Olivia Howland.
Olivia Howland from Tioga makes the all-tournament team. They played in the consolation game earlier. Jesse Warzel from Hancock has made the all-tournament team here. From Unitigo. Megan Faulkner has made the all-tournament team here from Unitigo. She'll come out to accept her trophy from BG Athletic Director Greg Warren. Hazel Hanel has also made the all-tournament team. She comes out. Just a great night here tonight for Hazel Hanel. From BG. Selfridge is going to make the all-tournament team for BG. MVP, let's see. Megan Palmateer, as we thought, is the MVP here of the Kozalski Tournament with 19 points. Let's run through the scoring summary. First for Bainbridge Guilford, 19 for Megan Palmateer, 11 for Selfridge, 10 for Jillian Canestra, 9 for Corey Thornton, and 4 points apiece for Molly O'Hara and Rebecca Reyes for BG. On the other side for Unitigo, 12 points for Megan Faulkner, 4 points for Sam Picard, 3 for Hazel Hanel, 2 for Bailey Faulkner, 2 for Beth Carey, and 2 from Callie Walker, 1 from Corinne Barber, and 1 from Nicole Angel. Again, our final score tonight, 57-27. The BG Lady Bobcats defeat Unitigo to win the Kozalski Tournament Final. And again, our thoughts tonight, the most important thing, are with Bailey Faulkner, who made a layup in the fourth quarter with 3.5 minutes to go, went crashing into the wall. We are not sure the extent of the injury. Appears to be some sort of maybe concussion, something like that, but they gave her the proper medical attention, and we will hope that she is okay. If she gets a chance to listen to this later, maybe she's listening right now. Hope you feel better. We'll see you back out on the court soon. That is for sure. I would like to give Bailey Faulkner an additional award tonight here for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. I'd like her to share it with her sister, Megan Faulkner, for their great efforts here tonight. So a special award given tonight from WCDO. Again, our final, 57-27. Bainbridge Guilford over Unitigo in the Girls Kozalski Tournament Final. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight through the delay there in the fourth quarter. Glad to have you along for this one. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Boys action from Lawrence at 7:15. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.